2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good evening, 5:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. It's mostly cloudy, 45 degrees. KSL's top story. A Roy man has been arrested for reportedly killing another man and dumping his body. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson says it was a fight over money.
Investigators say Steve Bailey was killed in Roy on Saturday, but the body was taken to Ogden, where it was found on Monday. Medics were originally called to the scene after someone found the body, and they were very quickly able to figure out he was murdered, apparently by gunfire. A suspect, Daniel Johnson, was taken into custody, and people who know Johnson are stunned. They say they heard a loud boom on Saturday, but they didn't believe it was gunfire.
Police are not releasing any details about what may have led to the shooting. A reminder that fast food workers don't get paid enough to take this kind of abuse. A Salt Lake man has been arrested after stopping at a Burger King on South State in Sandy. He asked the Hispanic man behind the counter, "Can I buy Mexicans here?" Police say 30-year-old Justin Allen Fox then started a fight that spilled out into the parking lot. Officers say they found meth in the suspect's pocket. He was booked into Salt Lake County Jail. A man is dead after he opened fire at San Antonio Airport in Texas and was shot by police this afternoon. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the incident began when police got a call of a man driving the wrong way into the airport. Police Chief Will McManus says a responding officer stopped the car as it approached Terminal B.
The vehicle stopped, and as soon as it stopped, the driver jumped out and started firing at the police officer and at the building and actually behind him.
McManus says officers returned fire, striking the man. The 40-year-old was pronounced dead at the hospital. Now the chief says that they know this guy and he has mental health issues. President Biden this hour officially announcing sanctions against Russia for interfering in American elections.
We cannot allow a foreign power to interfere in our democratic process with impunity.
Russia is also being punished for hacking America's government institutions, an episode last year that has since been dubbed Solar Winds. There's a renewed legislative push for equal pay for equal work. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calling on the Senate to support the Paycheck Fairness Act.
Why wouldn't we have fairness for our sisters, our moms, our daughters, our wives, if we're husbands, whatever it is?
Business groups say the legislation could lead to a flood of lawsuits. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
The Minnesota police officer who shot and killed an unarmed black man has made her first appearance in court today. ABC's Alex Stone was with Duarte's Wright's family.
As the court hearing unfolded, ABC News was in the room exclusively with Dante Wright's family and attorney Ben Crump as they watched on an iPad. Sitting around a table, they looked stoic. They were silent. Aubrey Wright had his arm around his wife, Katie. They argue that while nothing would be justice because Dante is gone, that second-degree manslaughter is too light. They say the shooting was not an accident, that they believe it was intentional and deliberate.
Potter is charged with second-degree manslaughter. Longtime homeless advocate Pamela Atkinson says the apartment building planned for where the old road home used to be in downtown Salt Lake will be a good thing. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has more.
Atkinson says even though this building may not house the homeless, the 35 to 50 grand a year income level developers plan to cater to might actually keep people off the streets.
You're in there right downtown. There's buses there, there's transport there. It seems to me that you're going to be able to stay in those apartments with good jobs and then maybe get even better jobs.
The developers, DB Urban, Hamilton Partners, and a Denver partner, say the seven-story apartment building will have retail on the ground floor and 210 units of what they call micro-townhomes.
This is what many people who are not homeless but don't have huge salaries, this is what they can afford, and this is what they're looking for.
Atkinson says they're looking at other buildings with small square footage to house people who are homeless. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
A large new local study says blood type is not a factor in COVID cases. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
People may have heard these other studies and thought they shouldn't worry or should worry, depending on their blood type. But Intermountain Healthcare researchers looked at 100,000 patients in this area, and they say there was no higher risk or lower risk of COVID-19 from a blood type. Instead, the highest risk remain if you are older, a man, weigh more, or have something like diabetes or heart disease.
Doctors say vaccination is the best way to stop the risk. It's Great Utah Shakeout Day today. People all over the state have been taking part in safety drills and updating emergency kits. Keith Coper from the University of Utah Seismograph Stations says last year's earthquake was a big wake-up call.
For many years, we've talked about earthquake preparedness and things you can do to, you know, improve safety in your work environment or around the house. But I think when people actually feel shaking like we all felt last March, it makes it more real and kind of brings it home that we really do live in earthquake country.
After last year, more people registered to take part in this year's shakeout. Ricky Meese is here. Did you just hear me say smismograph? I guess that would measure the size of smiles, right?
There you go. Excellent.
Oh, what's happening out there?
Well, you know, we've had rain in the valley, but I'm looking at I-80 and Parley's Canyon, and guess what? We have snow. It is coming down, making for a wet drive and slowing speeds just a little, especially near East Canyon. So if you're going to be traveling Parley's, don't be surprised if you see some of the flakes flying around and a wet road surface. But so far, no major delays or road snow accumulation. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's 5:36 at KSL News Radio. My minute of news is on the way next. Stay with us.
All right, stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.